country leader, 94.9 The Bull.
Hey, Kristen, you want to play a round of convenience store Christmas carol okie?
Oh, I love this.
Okay, this is where we call just random convenience stores, and then whoever picks up the phone, the clerk, has to sing the next line of a Christmas carol for us. It's just really, I mean, it's just a fun little game we like to play around here.
Sometimes fun for us.
Not so much fun for you.
Okay. Yes, yeah. No, it should be fun. Let's play coming up in a couple of songs. Jason and Kristen on the Bull.
It don't matter what...
Georgia Kusher right there from Luke and Crash My Party on Atlanta's new country leader. It's 94.9 The Bull. Jason Pullman and Kristen Gates. Caffeinated Radio 5 days before Christmas. We're going to crank up another round of convenience store Christmas carol Okie. We'll check in with your neck of the woods. We'll check in with a convenience store in Kennesaw coming up in 3 minutes. We'll see if they can sing the next line of this Christmas carol.
All right, here's a little Christmas present to you. I know you love this song. Randy Houser, Good Night Kiss. It's on the Bull with Jason and Kristen.
Thank you. 712, Jason Pullman and Kristen Gates, Caffeinated Radio on the Bull. Okay, let's play here. Convenience store Christmas carol Okie. We'll explain it in just a second here. Calling a racetrack.
I'm calling Racetrack Way Green.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how can I help you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, do you mind playing a little round of convenience store Christmas carol Okie with us this morning? We'll play a quick clip of a Christmas carol. We want to find out whether or not you can sing the next line.
I'll toss you off to another girl. She's better with lyrics. How about that?
Okay, we'll take that.
All right.
He's explaining it to her. She's debating whether
or not.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Quay.
Hey, what's up, Quay? It's Jason and Kristen, and we're on 94.9 The Bull, the radio station.
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, we call this convenience store Christmas carol Okie. When the music stops, we want to find out whether or not you can sing the next line of the song.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
I think she's right. Let's find out.
All I want for Christmas is you.
And a filler up. I like how she ad-libbed baby, too.
I love it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
As a result, I will be swinging in there today and filling up my tank.
Awesome. All right.
Actually, give her a present. Don't show up.
Favorite artist.
Jason Pullman and Kristen Gates, Merry Christmas to you. 5 days out while you're running around this weekend trying to get those last-minute gifts done and the, you know, last-minute holiday, you know, the stocking stuffers, all that stuff. Mostly cloudy today, just a 10% chance of rain. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Then listen to this, right before Christmas, this is crazy. Temperatures in the low to mid-70s tomorrow and Sunday. 100% chance of rain on Sunday, and then just a 20% chance of rain tomorrow.
Hey, girl.
What in the world would you get Hunter Hayes if he was on your holiday shopping list? Maybe a razor to shave off that little mini mustache he has?
Yeah, he can't quite grow a full mustache.
We'll get into it in the Music City Minute next.
Eric Pazley, Friday night, Jason Pullman and Kristen Gates, 727, time for your Music City Minute right now.
If you want to send Hunter Hayes the perfect Christmas gift, then send over some vintage musical instruments or recording gear.
A gear.
At least he puts his old gear to good use. Yeah. You know, I've been collecting my antique radios forever. I mean, since I was a kid, and I've got about, I don't know, 17 or 18 of them, and probably 15 or 20 of them have broken over the years, like they're cracked and they don't work. But I never like plug them in and actually listen to them. They're just kind of there for decoration. I don't really do anything with them.
Well, I just, you know, I think Hunter is such an old soul anyway, but this guy plays probably close to 3 dozen different instruments, I think, at last count.
He's so talented.
So there you go. If you're buying Hunter something for Christmas, don't get him the hand warmers. He doesn't want a scarf. He wants vintage musical instruments.
Don't get him a cheese log.
Or recording gear. There you go.